All right, let's head right out to the dial pad. Guest line dial pad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, joining us. Cam, before we look ahead to the Baltimore Ravens, let's touch base about the 37-8 victory of the 49ers against the Packers. Was that their most complete win, let's say, in the Jimmy Garoppolo era?
If it wasn't the most complete, it was probably the most satisfying because of the stage, because of the opponent, because of how well Jimmy played, how well the defense played, and everybody seemed to be clicking on all cylinders. And I think it really gave them that momentum boost that they needed and the confidence going into Baltimore for this week and then to New Orleans. So, I mean, it was best case scenario pretty much all the way around with it.
Cam, I was telling the fellas, I mean, that sea of red that was swarming the Packers and mainly Aaron Rodgers, at times, honestly, from my vantage point, it seemed unfair. If I dare ask you, through, you know, the Niners' 11 games, is it fair to anybody on that defensive unit to say who's the MVP? Because each week it changes for me.
That's so funny you ask, or you say that because, you know, Fred Warner after the game was talking about having to go face Lamar Jackson, an MVP candidate. So my follow-up question was, well, who's the MVP on this team, Fred? And he just like, you know, he just kind of stopped and he paused and he's like, well, I can't single anybody out. And then on the flip side, you get a guy like Richard Sherman who singles out every single person and tells the attribute of every single guy. I think Richard Sherman, you know, he was his own agent. He can be an agent for every single guy on this team because he knows how to pump anybody up. With that being said, I have a hard time picking it out, too, because I think it's got to be – I would almost say it's Nick Bosa. And I just haven't seen anybody make such a sudden impact. And, yes, he hasn't had a he's had, one sack over the last four games. He got one against Rodgers, which was great. But he does so many other things, and Armstead benefits from it next to him. The whole line, it impacts everybody, and then it helps the secondary out. So that's – for the defense. And I think there's, at some point here, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to enter the MVP conversation. Now that he's playing really well the last month, really picking up steam, if he beats Lamar Jackson, the MVP candidate, then how does Garoppolo not become an MVP consideration? You know, it's going to be him and Russell Wilson then, right? Because everybody's going to say, well, Wilson beat him, barely in overtime. So at the same time, I think the whole singling somebody out for MVP or Pro Bowl or All-Pro, it's kind of ridiculous. So, I mean, really, this is all about how the team plays together because they got to win some playoff games and get to the Super Bowl.
There's no doubt about that. How about that jolt George Kittle, gave this 49ers team on Sunday? That was good. But also, I since we're talking defense, Cam, I got to ask you about Jimmy Ward. I mean, we're a six-year guy who's breaking out all of a sudden. I mean, I wanted him out of town. Jimmy Ward probably had his best game this past Sunday night.
You know, we're 11 games in, and Jimmy Ward is healthy, and he's making plays. It's something that Niner fans have been waiting for a long time. You know, he made a couple big plays down in Los Angeles to beat the Rams, right? Yep. The thing we're waiting for from Jimmy Ward is interceptions. You know, those have not come. I think he has two in his whole career, including a pick six in Chicago. And that's how a lot of people like to measure these secondary guys, the defensive backs, so they're making plays. Well, Jimmy's he's getting in there. He made a sensational play to stop Jimmy Graham from catching a deep ball at the exact moment that the Niners needed a big play from Jimmy Ward. So one of the best plays of his career, and that's exactly, he takes it in stride. He's a fun guy to talk to. He knows he's been pillared and by the fan base, and everybody's ripped him for getting hurt, but he defends himself as he's gotten hurt because he plays so hard, and it's true. And that's why the coaches love him, the media respects him, and the teammates also do. And it's that kind of play that they're going to need coming down the stretch because it's going to get tighter and get tougher, and he and Tart are going to have a big chore this week because they're the last lines of that defense, and they can't let Lamar Jackson or Mark Ingram, Mark Andrews, Hollywood Brown get past them.
Cam, is it too simplistic to say that the 49ers will treat Lamar Jackson kind of like they treat Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson?
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair to say. It's just the fact that the Ravens have other weapons around him besides those other two quarterbacks. A lot of it was on those guys' shoulders. Lamar Jackson's got a really good supporting cast. He's going to have probably a new center because the center got hurt last night. So that's one thing that bodes well for the Niners with Buckner and Armstead going up the middle at him. What I think the real key is going to be the guys on the edge. You're going to have Bosa, Armstead, maybe Kwan Williams coming off the nickel. They got to make sure that they don't lose containment on the edge, that Jackson doesn't get around the outside. They just got to funnel everything inside the middle of the field.
Cam, is it fair to say the playoffs have started? I mean, the Niners got 5 games left. It's almost unfair. They're 10-1, and Seattle's right on their bumper. They end the season with Seattle. They can't slip up. So you got to look at it right now to where if the Niners had to play on wild card weekend, I mean, how big of a downer would that be to you? Because I don't – the way they played and what they've demonstrated, man, this is they should have a bye, but they got to earn it to get it. But it seems a bit unfair to me.
You're right, and this thought crept into some people's minds about a month ago when they saw the track that they were on, and you flash back to that 2013 season. They go, I believe it was 12-4, and they had to open the playoffs in Green Bay and Lambeau. Okay, and it's a sensational record. They go to Lambeau and they win, and they have to go to Carolina. They win, and they got to go to Seattle. It's a ridiculously tough road to go on the road for the playoffs like that when you have such a sensational season. So they know they want to stay home. They finally got it, like a fun home field advantage going at Levi's.
Yep.
Now, if you're going to ask me what game do you have to win over the next two, you got to beat New Orleans because you got to get that home field advantage. So there's not as much importance against the Ravens as there is, I think, in that Saints game in a week and a half.
How were the guys, Cam, when you were around them Sunday night? Were anybody looking ahead to the Ravens? Were they talking about maybe watching Monday Night Football after, you know, before the Ravens beat down the Rams and dropped 45 on them?
Yeah. You know, I asked a couple guys about it just because it's the nature of the business. And not in the terms of that, oh, my gosh, we got such a big test ahead of us. The sense I get out of these guys is they love that challenge, that they're good enough now that they're like, bring it on. And I think that's the way they should. I mean, they just clobbered Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron doesn't have a great team around him. I think we all learned that real fast. Lamar Jackson does. And, you know, I'm not sure about the Saints. I think the Saints have a real good team, too. So they know what's ahead of them. They are approaching it as if it's kind of playoff season. And when we were talking last week about this whole three-game gauntlet, you know, the guys kind of laugh at it because – it really, you got to live one week at a time in the NFL, and they are. I sense that focus right now from them. They're not looking ahead. They're not looking ahead to Seattle at the end of the year either.
Cam, how's your Gore-Tex game?
Hey man, I'm going to be inside. I'm not going to be getting rained on in Baltimore. I'm going to be eating crab. You know what they do at Baltimore? They give you a crab cake at halftime. One crab cake. It's very strict regimented. Of all the press box food, right? Baltimore is known for their crab cake.
Right.
It's not a big, big lump of crab. It's okay. It's just kind of funny how stingy they are because you can't get back in line to get second.
So I'm not a big crab cake guy. I love seafood, Cam, cake. But they're overrated,
I
Cam.
Like
crab cakes are overrated.
You know what, though? You got to go with the local delicacy. You know, in Lambeau, they used to serve these great brats in these tins full of beer. They'd soak them in beer, and the next thing you know, you're drunk watching the second half of the game. and then Lambeau got all corporatized, and it then became Johnsonville, had an official crock pot, so they weren't in beer anymore. Then just kind of became a regular brat. So you got to roll with what they give you, man.
What do you get in San Francisco or in Santa Clara?
You get it's in the air.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man. You get your own nachos at halftime. You get the omelets at 1 o'clock games. I know about that press box, Stardy.
All right.
Yeah, they got omelets or carving stations. Everybody's got a little something different flavor, but it is interesting to see which media are treated well and which ones are really, like when we were in Washington, man, that roof was leaking in D.C. and there was rain going right on my laptop and they rejoiced at the look of that. So.
Mr. Wow. Snyder, well, come
hang,
on.
Hang
step
in there.
Your
I, know
game
it,
up.
I know it's brutal.
Cam, you going to stay in Florida with the team when they stay in Florida after the Baltimore game?
I am not staying with the team, but I will be in Florida, yeah.
Be in Florida, yeah.
I don't want those worlds colliding too much, but yeah, we'll be down there all next week. And whatever rain comes and however cold it is in Baltimore this week, I'll be on a beach in Florida this time next week.
All right, Cam, we'll talk to you next week from Florida.
Okay, guys, thanks for having me. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, same to you, Cam. Thank you so much.